Approximately 2:22, Hearn PD received a dispatch, a 911 dispatch, of a reckless driver heading westbound on U.S. 190, State Highway 6. Shortly afterwards, the reported reckless driver, a white Ford Mustang, crossed over into the eastbound side of U.S. 190 and struck a 18-wheeler back tandem axle on the eastbound side on the improved shoulder. We have one hurt and one deceased at this time.
The one who died and the one who's injured, they're both out of the Mustang?
The truck driver was transported to St. Joseph Hospital to check for possible injuries by Robertson County EMS. And the driver of the white Ford Mustang that crossed over is the one that's deceased.
Highway still closed?
The highway was closed somewhere around an hour and a half, 2 hours, both lanes. And then we got to open up the westbound lane going towards Hearn, where they're basically working with the traffic, letting so many vehicles come through on each side. I would say the east side of the U.S. 190 is still closed. We got our accident reconstruction team on site that are reconstructing the accident. And this should be out here probably another hour or two before they get everything completed.
So we're looking for somewhere between 6:30 to 7?
Yes, sir.
No other vehicles involved then?
No, sir.
And no report of anybody having to take evasive action either?
You know, this is a stretch of highway, Bill, where they have the left lane passing only. And the truck driver was in the outside lane and was able to take advantage of the improved shoulder to try to avoid the collision. Unfortunately, the vehicle struck the back tandem axle of his trailer. But it gave him an option at least to try to do, you know, to get away from the vehicle. Unfortunately, it didn't work out. But that's why it's so important, you know, when you're not passing out here, to stay in that outside lane to be able to take advantage of the improved shoulder.
Did the truck flip?
No, sir. It did not flip. It crushed in the back tandem axle of the trailer, and it went down the road approximately about 100 yards before it came to a stop.
Did it drag the car?
No, sir.
Any idea what the truck was carrying?
It carries scrap metal, but I don't see anything in it this time. I think it's empty.
So there would not have been any debris then?
No, sir. It stayed upright, and I don't see anything coming out of the top. It sits up real tall, but the owner of the truck trailer told me that you don't normally carry like scrap metal and stuff.